This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So we're talking about flakes. Flakes on the left, that's what they are. They're all flakes. California, the land, fruits, nuts, and fairies. Arizona's got flaky senators, including one named Flake. I could go on. I could go on forever, forever. This is crazy to watch the world go by with the level of lunacy. I was having a conversation with a guy. I wrote a piece. And I alluded, I said, so what, I'm going to get called Uncle Tom. And I said, a gross misuse of the term. And a guy wrote me a note, and he says, Kevin, he goes, well, you know what, let me read the note, because I don't want to mischaracterize it. I think we have that note. So here's what he says. I grew up in Detroit hearing this term. It was and is synonymous with a Benedict Arnold, a traitor, a turncoat, etc. I never thought to question its meaning. After all, everyone used it in the same context. So a few years ago, I decided to learn more about this character, and he's speaking of Uncle Tom. So he says, so I read the book. I was amazed at the mischaracterization of this character in common use. I should think that the black community would embrace this character as an example of a strong role model. However, now when I hear the term, I look at how it's being applied and realize that, ironically, the person being called an Uncle Tom is actually a strong black role model that is being mischaracterized because of some sort of political correctness, the same way the fictional character was when the story was written. Yet political opinion seems to be more important than facts. Another great article. Thanks for pointing this out. It was sent to me by a guy named Steve. And Steve, here's what I want to say, and I want to say this to the audience, the radio audience. The idea that black people have gone without reading Harriet Beecher Stowe's novel, Uncle Tom, Uncle Tom's Cabin, and understanding that this man was a protector of blacks, that he is actually the protagonist in the film, the good guy, and they will blatantly use this term in reference to supposed bad people, the people like myself, and not even understanding that it is a compliment, shows you exactly where we are in this nation. See, this is upside down. To call me an Uncle Tom is to flatter me, to say, Kevin, you're willing to sacrifice your own life to protect the others. And that's why every time they do it, I chuckle to myself and go, yeah, proud Uncle Tom. Proud Uncle Tom. But what's most scary is this. Black folks don't bother to research and find out what it's all about and correct this. They can just be told something. This is a bad thing. Uncle Tom. Oh, he Uncle Tom. Oh, that's, is that a bad? Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll tell you Uncle Tom over there. He, ooh, uh-huh. Okay. And that's, so I shouldn't associate with him. No, he's an Uncle Tom. Because they're too lazy to read the stinking book and understand what's going on. And this is what the left relies on. They rely on that level of ignorance.
Since I am black, I guess I should start off with something that's kind of true about myself that deals with black people, right? There's this one time I got an email sent to me, right? And I didn't know what to do with this email. I looked at it, and it's because the subject of this email said, blacks don't read. And I was really confused. I was like, okay, but like, what is this really saying? Like, is this saying black people are prone to not reading things? Or is it saying, if you're a black person, don't read this? This is gonna be super racist. And I was like, oh my god, I don't know. How would this email know if I'm black or not? I don't understand. So I went to one of my friend's house who is not African American, and I opened it on his thing, and it actually turned out to be the first thought. It was actually like this 5-page article talking about how black people don't read things. Like, they, if they do read it, they just skim over something, or sometimes they'll just bypass it or whatever. I mean, that's what my friend told me. Like, I didn't read it.
That's why I like that clip. That clip illustrates the comedy. Illustrates. That's why I love comedy, too, by the way, is it showcases things that people are afraid to say, but will say because they can put it into some sort of a contextual thing that makes people chuckle about it. But it's the truth. There's an old saying, if you want to hide something from a black person, put it in a book. And the irony is this. And I've talked about this before, and many of you know this. Now, this may be a trick of old people just in general, but it's certainly a truism of old black folks. My grandmother would put money, if she had money that she wanted hidden from the kids, she'd put it in the books, typically in the Bible. Now, you really want to draw home the point that you know somebody is not reading a good book. If somebody's looking to steal from you, you say, okay, just put those money, that, you know, the fold, the, whatever, these fresh dollar bills or whatever she might have in the Bible. Nobody's going to touch it. There's a the show. You ever watch this show called Storage Wars? There was a girl who got a locker and it was with books in it, and it was a box of books amongst other things. And the girl, they were like, "Oh, it's a bust." And the girl who is a couple, Brandy and Jared, and Brandy goes, no, let me have those books. And she took the books and she started fanning the pages out of some of them, and money was coming out. Money started flowing out. I don't know how much they got, but Brandy knew enough to know, don't just dismiss these books. People hide money in those books. Now, the irony of it is, if they'd done any research, you don't know who the lockers belong to. They just cut the lock and the show begins. But I will guarantee you, the person who owned that locker was somebody black. They lost the locker, passed away, kids couldn't afford to get it out, whatever. And the person who owned the locker had hidden money in those books and forgot to get it when they put it in there. It was like a little mini savings account. My great-grandfather would hide money in cans around the house. And I remember one time he forgot where he hid it. He hid a can. And he had me out there. I was there one summer. And he's like, "Buck, get your shovel and you got to help me dig." And we were looking for an old can. We finally found it. Dug up half the yard. No, that's not true. We dug up a lot of the yard, but not half of it. Anyway, I don't know why I started the show with this, but hey. Hope you're having fun. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back in just a bit, folks. Lots to talk about, I promise. You're going to have a good time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So our theme for the day is learning how to win. And what you're watching is leftists teach you how to lose. So you've seen the bombing in New York. Doesn't matter what it is. Leftism trained you how to be a victim. I was thinking about how young girls grow up today. I don't have any daughters. But I was thinking about how young girls grow up and how they're taught sort of this idea that little girls have this place in America, and the way that they're trying to now correct that, as opposed to telling little girls, hey, you can play with dolls, you shouldn't play sports, and a host of other things, they're now over-empowering them. And what they're doing is they're emasculating young boys while trying to give girls a sense of worth, and so the pendulum is swinging the other way. And it doesn't matter. I mean, look, it should be balanced. If you've got a classroom, you don't think of them as little boys and little girls. Gender's not it. You think of it as who's eager to learn. And for those who aren't eager to learn, you have to find that inspiration that makes them want to learn. You teach winning. And the way you teach winning is you help people find the thing that they're good at. my son, my youngest kid, he's like, Dad, I want to now play football. I go, you're not playing football. No way. You've got basketball. You've got baseball. And you have martial arts. That's enough. You know, you've got lessons for, I don't know how much money. Let me put it this way. The amount of money I spent on this kid at the age that he's at right now, I could have paid for my college. Coaches for this, lessons for that. And I'm poor. I can only imagine what you white privileged white folks are spending on your children's. That's a joke. I mean, not the part that you, what you spend on your kids. You go way out. You guys go crazy. You might as well move in a trainer. You know, but I'm looking at, you know, the coaches and all this stuff and the sports camps and all that. And it's ridiculous. And now he goes, well, I want to play football. Well, you better find another daddy. You better go get with your mom and go get another daddy. It isn't going to happen. Anyway, these young boys are being emasculated in ways. And the only, you as a parent, you've got to bolster them back up. When they come home from school, you got to, you know, brush them off and, you know, get the, heal their wounds. And then you got to go get them into things and remind them that, hey, you're somebody too. You can be somebody. They're not getting that at school. They're not being taught how to win. And little girls aren't being taught how to win. They're being taught how to get the playing field unleveled for them. And it's getting worse because now we've got these mixed up gender roles because we've got boys who can now say, well, I feel like a woman, so they become a woman. And now they can go dominate female sports because, you know, biologically, they still produce more testosterone. It's the way it is. I mean, think of it from a guy perspective. You're a pretty good athlete. Not bad. But there's a guy you just can't beat. He jumps faster, higher. You know, he's just stronger. He can throw harder, hit harder. You name it. You can't beat him. At least not, you know, running track or, you know, running a football or slamming a basketball. The only way you're going to beat a guy like that is you got to beat him with cunning. You got to beat him with your mind. That's why I love martial arts, because the stronger guy doesn't win the fight. The bigger guy is like, let me tell you, bigger you are, if you mess with me, the more I really want to make you hurt. That's just the nature of the beast. I've seen many of my martial arts compadres, we chuckle at each other when these big guys go, ooh, I don't want to hurt you, little man. And you go, really? Oh, okay, well, no problem. Thank you for not hurting me. Oh, my goodness. But I look, guys, at these things where they tell us what's going on in the world. Right now, we've got this regression therapy going on. You know what regression therapy, where they hypnotize you and they tell women, you know, that they were sexually assaulted 20 years ago or 25 or 30 years ago. That's become the thing. And quite frankly, it's giving many of us sexual assault fatigue. But look, ladies, if you didn't say anything about your sexual abuse, a guy patting you on the butt or whatever, maybe he was a buddy or he was a little drunk at a party, how are you gonna, do you think he's going to remember it? I'm not excusing in any way the legitimate causes, the legitimate issues where women have sexual abuse or sexual misconduct on behalf of men. I would never condone that. But come on. Really? You're going to make men pay for things? I don't remember what I had for lunch 3 days ago, and you want me to remember that I brushed up against you at the Christmas party 5 years ago. Sorry. Maybe you brushed up against me. Maybe it was the other way around. And then, so I'll give you an example of why I feel this way. One of the friends of my sister, she wanted some extra money. So she comes to my sister who had a pregnancy test that was positive. She says, I need to borrow your pregnancy test because my sister kept it, had a baby. So she's got the pregnancy test, and this girl sends this thing to three guys, tells them, I'm looking at my pregnancy test, I'm pregnant. Says it to three guys, meets with them individually, shows them the test, and they each pay for her, finger quotes here, abortion. Yeah. So she makes $1,000 to abort nothing and says to my sister, thank you. But women go, no, they're to be believed. Guys, look, I'm just telling you, the legit stuff, everybody sympathizes with. The illegitimate stuff, you get nothing out of me. Male privilege, right? Men die 97.7% in battle. Women, 2.3%. Men, 62% of the homeless. Women, 38%. Suicides. Men, almost 80% of the suicides. 78%. Women, 22%. Homicides. Men die 77% of the time of homicides. Women, 23%. Workplace deaths. Men, 93% of the time. Women, 7% of the time. Women graduate from college at a rate of 60% to men of 40%. Women in custody battles for children win 82% of the time. Men, 18% of the time. You want to tell me it's a man's world? So I say these things to keep things in perspective. I sympathize with anybody's plight, any issue that comes up. But we're all human beings, and we should be looking at these things in a balanced way, not in some sort of way that says, oh, there's a victim over here, and you got to always look at women as being correct or whatever. That is a lie, and I won't do it, and you shouldn't do it either. And if you're a conservative woman, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You should be believed the same way anybody should be given the benefit of the doubt. Today, Alabama will vote on whether or not they believe the lies of the left or whether or not they want to follow their own conscience and not believe the nonsense of leftists, the narrative.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Melania Trump visited South Texas to see how kids have been faring after being housed away from their immigrant parents at the border.
Also, like to ask you how I can help. To these children to reunite with their families as quickly as possible.
The issue of reunification continues to be unclear, Melania's husband was venting today on immigration issues.
This is what we're stuck with. They're the worst immigration laws in the history of the world. The whole world is laughing at the United States, and they have been for years.
At the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, California Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
Democrats will continue to protect dreamers and will keep families together, respecting America's heritage and our future.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know, I was here just a few months ago. I spoke at the West Virginia Chamber of Commerce. Senator Manchin was there. I looked him in the eye, and I told him, I said, Joe, the people of the Mountain State are counting on you. And I said, let's get this tax cut done together. But Joe voted no. Joe voted no to give working families more of your hard-earned money. Joe voted no on tax cuts for job creators and on expanding the child tax credit, giving you your first $24,000 in income tax-free, real breaks for families in West Virginia. Joe voted no. But it's not just the tax cut. Senator Joe Manchin has voted no time and again on the policies that West Virginia needs. When the time came to repeal and replace the disaster of Obamacare, Joe voted no. When we empowered West Virginia to defund Planned Parenthood, Joe voted no. And when it comes to that wall that we're gonna build on the southern border, Joe said, quote, well, I'm not voting for the wall either. Folks, Joe's just gonna keep voting against West Virginia. Now that might make Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi pretty happy. But West Virginia needs to let him know, you expect better from Joe.
I love that clip, and I also love that Vice President Pence is back out there on the trail, building up his own gravitas, learning from the master, Donald Trump, and you're watching this evolution of the Republicans that, quite frankly, the Democrats have no, what do they call it, Bush League. They have nobody coming up. I forget what they call it, but you know what I'm saying. They don't have anybody in the lineup that's ready to go coming up from AAA ball to get into the majors. Listening to Kevin Jackson, folks, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. They don't have that group that's coming up. They've got nothing. They have everybody's got the same ideas, the same incestuous thoughts and crazy policy positions that have gotten us in trouble and that Donald Trump is extricating us from and that these guys don't even know how to behave with. So good for them. But the reason why I play that is to show you how big a trouble the Democrats are in. Manchin wants to now appear to be Republican. He's pulling a rhino John McCain in order to make people believe that he has seen the light. And there's Vice President Pence going, no, don't believe it. West Virginia, he lied to you. He does not support us. He's now a Johnny come lately. Why? Because now he sees our policies work. We need somebody that's an early adopter that sees it from the beginning. Somebody that's got that fire in their belly that says, I understand what you need. You shouldn't have to convince somebody of the conservative way. You either are or you aren't. This is why I always talk about these people that have made this, you know, foxhole conversion into conservatism.
I used to be a Democrat, but then they made me mad and I switched over.
Really? What did it take? Your lack of history? Your lack of observation? What? I'm not mad at people for doing it, but don't try to... People canonize these folks. A good example, Sheriff Clark. I like Sheriff Clark. I mean, I've been at a couple of events with him. He doesn't speak to me. It isn't, and I don't think it's anything intentional. You know, he's just kind of, you know, quite frankly, a bit egotistical, in my opinion. He wants to be around those that can elevate it. Well, good for him. But he's a former Democrat, and I've never been one. I don't have to make any apologies for, or this is what made me finally come to the conclusion. I've been staunchly conservative since I had my first thought that I can recall. I'm talking about, you know, 7, 8 years old, where I became, you know, came of age, so to speak, knew who I was, and I've never, ever considered going to that side of the aisle. Not once. I'm not getting mad at people for it, but I'm just saying that's the facts. You're watching these people slowly come over. Some are coming over, and I'm glad we get the Sheriff Clarks of the world. One of my guys, Christopher Harris, he grew up Democrat. Daddy was Democrat, whatever. Saw the light, boom, made the conversion. Now he is a holy roller for conservatism. Good for him. But the reason why I play this is I played that clip and talk about Manchin and others is I want you to understand people are seeing this. It's no longer a guess on do conservative policies work. You know, they use all these things, voodoo economics with Reagan, trickle down economics, Reaganomics. They give it all these names, these scary tactics to scare people off. And Reagan, being a governor and understanding politics, he played the game a little bit, and we canonized him, rightfully so, because he was able to deliver a message that put them on kilter, you know, off kilter. But we have somebody that's greater than Reagan, not in terms of his speaking ability about it, but in terms of his actions. And I'm watching this guy convert people, transform people. And how's he doing that? He transforms people because what Donald Trump does is say, I'm going to prove it to you by putting it in your pocket. I'm going to prove it to you by getting you that job. I'm going to prove it to you by getting you that lower cost in fuel, that lower cost in food, or whatever it may be. And he proves it. And now that it's being proven, you got the Johnny-come-latelys, the Manchins. He wants to come over and say, ooh, look at me. Let me tell you what's happening right now. Donald Trump made the comment the other day, we played that clip, where he talked about, I don't care if you set the government down, I'm going to get DACA. And he says, and you know what? I'm going to get everything I want, and if it means shutting down the government, so be it. He goes, I can't speak for my representative friends here, but I suspect they believe. Dude, let's just play that clip.
Good evening. I'm Shannon Bremen for Brett Baer tonight. We begin with a new warning from President Trump. He says he's perfectly willing to let the government shut down again if his border security plans are not accepted. Chief White House correspondent John Roberts starts us off tonight. Good evening, John.
Shannon, good evening to you. With the clock ticking down to the March 5th deadline to get something done on the Dreamers and the government set to run out of money again on Thursday evening, the president appeared to roll those two things together into a threat that seemed to take everyone in Washington by surprise. Chairing a meeting on strategy to confront the notorious Hispanic gang, MS-13, President Trump threw a bomb into talks on a budget deal, saying if he can't get an agreement on immigration reform, he's happy to have another government shutdown.
I would shut it down over this issue. If we don't straighten out our border, we don't have a country. Without borders, we don't have a country. So would I shut it down over this issue? Yes. I can't speak for our great representatives here, but I have a feeling they may agree with me.
See, that's the part I really like where Donald Trump says, I have a feeling they may agree with me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump is telling you, look, I'm a leader. This is what I'm going to do. Now, they're free to do what they want. I suspect they're going to agree with me. Now, why does he say that? He says it very simply, because he's got the Democrats on the ropes. The Democrats, like Manchin, are now saying, you know what? I better jump on board. The Republicans have done it. Do I really need to go back through these State of the Union stats where 97% of Republicans said they love the speech? 43% of Democrats say they love the speech. 72% of independents say they love the speech. The so-called direction of the country flipped within a month in terms of, I think they were saying 41% said it was going in the wrong direction, 41% in the right direction, 53% in the wrong. A month later, 53% say it's in the right direction, 41% in the wrong. And that's skewed statistics. And because, like I said before, you can't have State of the Union speech like what Donald Trump had, where 97% of Republicans, 43% of Democrats, and 72% of independents like what he's doing, like the speech. The speech was the direction he was going. So disregard those other polls. They're nonsense. What you're witnessing is a full pendulum swing, folks, back in the other direction. Why? Because you have somebody who says, I'm not settling for what you've been telling me is right when I know it's wrong. I'm not settling for it on DACA. I'm not settling for it on building my wall. I'm not settling for it on this anemic economy that I inherited. I'm not settling for it on protection of American citizens over illegals. I'm not settling for it in protection of American citizens over Muslims. You can give me all the political correct nonsense you want. It isn't going to fly. And that's what Trump did that has the left moving over in droves. Now look, what do the hardcore elitists say? I'm dyed into progressivism. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Joe Biden and what he's having to say. But you listen to this hardcore so-called progressive and watch how he's having to meld over into other things. You want to know why? Into Donald Trump's way of thinking. And the reason is Donald Trump takes enough of what they want to do good in their programs, and he does exactly what the left would do. He steals it and says, now it's ours. Because here's the real deal, folks. It's always been ours. We're the people who are looking for the righteous thing to do. We can understand when an injustice has been done. And to these kids that have come over with their parents, illegal or otherwise, that are 2, 3, 4 years old, they didn't have a choice. Trump understands that. That's the compassion George Bush tried to get to and never could attain.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Because we come a long way, man. We could do some white guy crime. That's traditional white guy stuff. Sniper. Nobody thought that was a black dude, man. That's traditional crazy white guy stuff. Like chloroforming women. That's a white guy crime. They put chloroform. That's white guy's the chloroformer in the park. Mister, you have the time? Mister, you have the time? Yeah, sure. It's new. Wake up hanging in the basement. He be in the corner. Black guy couldn't be the chloroformer. Mister, can I have the time? I can't help you. He be standing there with the fumes.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You've heard the saying, crime doesn't pay.
That's what we tell our kids. We say, hey, I tell my son all the time, I go, let me tell you something. You better never steal. There is nothing that you should want that you can't get for yourself or that we won't get for you under whatever circumstances. And if you have to delay your gratification, fine, but do not steal. And, you know, you raise your kids right. You hope you do. Crime doesn't pay. We'll find out. Your punishment will be worse. Do you want to spend your life behind bars for robbing a 7-Eleven? That implies that it would be okay to rob a bank, right? No, you don't want to spend your life behind bars for robbing a 7-Eleven or robbing a bank. They're both stupid. One's just more stupid. The crime is beginning to pay. D.C. lawmakers are looking for a way to, quote, discourage people from becoming repeat offenders. You're not going to believe this story. The D.C. Council voted unanimously this week to approve a bill that includes a proposal to pay residents a stipend if they don't commit any crimes. Can you imagine? You don't get paid as a law-abiding citizen. You get paid if you're a criminal. It's based on a program in Richmond, California, that advocates say has contributed to reductions in crime. They're paying people in California not to commit crime. Under the bill, city officials who identify up to 200 people a year who are considered at risk of either committing or becoming victims of violent crime. But becoming victims, whatever. If you're the people that they're talking about, they become victims of their own nonsense. You know, drug dealers getting shot for dealing drugs. I'm sorry, I can't have any sympathy for you. Dude getting shot because he breaks into houses. Okay. Well, you waiting for me to cry? You better get to stepping. This is crazy. This is yet again exactly what I talk about all the time, folks, which is when you do it by the rules, when you play by the rules, do it by the book, you don't get paid. You're the one paying. What they should be talking about with these 200 people is here's what we're going to do. We're going to put increased policing on you. I'm not going to give you money. I'm going to watch you even closer. These people, they say, would be directed to participate in behavioral therapy and other programs. Why can't they be directed to do that without the money? If they fulfill their obligations and stay out of trouble, they get paid. Can you imagine? You know, oh my goodness. The bill doesn't specify the value of the stipends. But participants in the California program receive up to $9,000 a year. Let me ask you this. Could you use an additional $9,000 a year to do nothing? To never commit a crime? How about this? How about they give everybody who's got a conceal and carry $9,000 because these are people who have the ability to prevent crime? How about that? No, let's do it the opposite way. Let's go liberal on everybody. Let's use the craziest logic possible, because what's it going to do? It's going to say, hey, how can I get on that list to go get my $9,000? Can you imagine lobbying to get on that list? Yo, man, look here. I don't know about them other dudes, man. I don't know how y'all looking at the criteria, and but I'm a bad mofo. You know, I beat up old people. You know, I'll knock a kid in the head to get his bite. You know what I'm saying? You need to put me on this program. Unbelievable, man. And somebody will say, this will be hailed as amazing and innovative thinking. I promise you, it will be. Councilman Kenyon McDuffie, a Democrat, really, who wrote the legislation, said it was part of a comprehensive approach to reducing violent crime in the city, which experienced a 54% increase in homicides last year. Anybody want to take a guess as to how that happened? Anybody? Anybody? Yeah, it was Democrat policies like, hey, we hate the police. Go kill a cop. You think they're going to ask for Barack Obama to get tougher on black folks? D.C. is Chocolate City. I know people don't like saying that. I'll say it for you. This is where a lot of Negroes live and a lot of crime is going on.
against other Negroes. And you know what? They're not tackling the issue. They want to pay off a few bad Negroes. Let's pay off some bad black folks. That'll do it. That'll stop it. Hey, you know what? This won't. The mayor saying we're going to have a zero tolerance to crime. We've empowered the police department to go knock some heads of these 200 silly Negroes that we want to pay. We don't need to pay them. We're going to be knocking the heck out of them. How about that? How about some frontier justice? And here's what we're going to do, folks. If these suckers, these 200 people that we've identified who are bad guys, if you see them in your neighborhood, you have our permission to kick the crap out of them. How about that? Has that been tried, Kenyon McDuffie? A 54% increase in homicides in D.C., and he wants to pay criminals. Please don't shoot people anymore. Please don't. We just can't take it. And do you think they're going to arm these folks in D.C.? You think they're going to say, you know what? We have a solution similar to the one in Texas. They go to California to find out a solution. Why would you go to the land of fruits and nuts to go get a solution to crime? Go to Texas. Let me tell you what Texas does. You can be armed. You want to see a 54% decrease? No, you want to see a 100% decrease in the number of homicides next year in D.C.? Give everybody guns. Let them get their guns. To get a gun in D.C. right now requires almost an act of Congress. Homicides and violent crime are still down significantly, this report says, since the 2000s, and even more since the 1990s when the district was dubbed the nation's murder capital. And I'll never forget Marion Barry saying, you know, D.C. is a safe place to live if you can just forget the homicides. I mean, if you just stop counting the killings, it's pretty safe here. Unbelievable, man. McDuffie argued that spending $9,000 a year in stipends, quote, pales in comparison to the cost of someone being victimized along with the cost of incarcerating the offender. So what he's doing is he's saying, we're going to spread out the paying off the criminals amongst everybody, and we should all feel like we've been part of the... Let me tell you what would happen to me. If I knew I was paying off some fools not to do some crime, and then I get robbed, I'm going to be mad. I know I'm getting ethnic with you right now. I'm saying I'm going to be. All right. But I would be. I would be hot. If a dude came up and robbed me, I'd be like, dude, come on now. I paid you off. You've been paid. Oh, man, I wish I could help you out, man, but they paid the other dude. I didn't get on the list this year. Oh, man, shoot. You know, yeah, it was Leroy and Ray Ray, man. They got on. You know, hey, I'll let them know you appreciate them, you know, but I'm going to need that wallet. All right, here. Oh, my goodness. Here's what this guy says. He says, I want to prevent violent crime, particularly gun violence, by addressing the root causes and creating opportunities for people, particularly those individuals at the highest risk of offending, McDuffie, a former prosecutor, said to a letter to his constituents. This is his solution. To prevent violent crime, I'm going to pay them off. I'm not going to arm you. I'm not going to make it to where they flatly are afraid to come confront you. No. We're going to pay them off. And what do you think is going to happen next year? If I was one of these 200, I'd say, hey, look here. I know 9,000 sounds like a lot to you, but that ain't enough. I could make 50 grand committing some violence. Or here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to discount my violence, but I still got to do something because I got to make up that shortfall. We'll be back in a bit.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.